Are you certain?
I'm ready.
Hey, Bob Webstash, it's Bob.
Hey, everybody, it's Miles.
Oh, Miles. Hey, I saw you're going to be on TV soon, Miles.
Oh?
Yeah, you're going to be playing Edna Turnblad on the new live Hairspray musical that'll be on television soon.
You know, that's just the kind of show I don't watch, so I won't even know that reference.
You want That's from Hairspray the Musical.
Yeah. Is that the part where Travolta played?
Yeah, he played that, but Harvey Fierstein's going to be on this new version.
Oh, well, then I will tune in. Yes, I will tune in. I'm a big, big fan, as you know.
I know you're a big Harvey fan. Harvey Fierstein. Ow, ow.
Him and the guy... Him and my lookalike from The Walking Dead, yes. Someone,
that's right.
Whatever his name.
Rub. What's his name? Taylor Pruitt Vince.
Yeah. Philip Michael Thomas, whatever his name is. I don't know.
Philip Michael Thomas, yes.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't.
Taylor Pruitt Vince. And, yeah. No, I saw that and I'm like, oh, that's funny. That's a good casting choice right there.
Type casting.
Yeah.
Typecasting.
Yeah, that's good. So, yeah. Thanksgiving holiday, we just had that, just passed that one up, you know, another year down, another Thanksgiving.
We got it done.
Yeah, and everybody's still alive, so that's good.
That's always good, no fist fights, right?
No fist fights, no.
Yeah.
No arguments, no, you know.
Yeah.
Incidents.
Yeah.
So we had a bit of a non-traditional Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Actually, on Thanksgiving Day, when most people were having their, turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce.
Right.
We went to the movies.
Okay.
And saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. The latest in the Potterverse.
Oh, okay, all right.
The new, Scamanga, whatever.
Who wanted to see that?
My wife wanted to see it.
Your wife?
Yeah, so we all went, though. We all kind of wanted to see it. It was all right. It's a good movie.
Yeah. It's a good read.
It's a good movie. Yeah, I don't know, I've read it, but it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of eye candy, a lot of special effects and whatnot.
Now, is this a prequel to Harry Potter, or what is this, though? Is this...
Well, it does happen at a time before Harry Potter, but it's not really a prequel. It's actually its own kind of story set in the Harry Potter-style universe, you know, so...
Right.
Yeah, so... But it was fun.
Now, who's in there that we might know? Who's all in
there? Well, Eddie Redmayne. Who is played Stephen Hawking in that Stephen Hawking movie?
Okay.
As well as this last year, he played a man going through transition to become a woman. In a film called The Danish Girl, which was got some Oscar buzz. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an odd actor, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell was in it, as well as Ezra Miller, and, I think it was Nancy Watterson, I don't know. You can look it up, it's kind of a fun show.
Maybe it was Sam Watterson, I don't know.
Oh, that's his daughter. Sam Watterson's daughter.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, because I think Sam Watterson's dead, isn't he?
No, he's not dead. That's the other guy.
You sure?
Jerry Orbach is dead.
Oh, yeah, the cup or something. Gee, cup. Yeah.
Hey, interesting tidbit for you.
Yes.
because I know you'd be interested in this, but...
I like your tidbits.
Well, thank you, Mike. This Nancy Watterson was in a movie called Inherent Vice last year.
Okay.
Which is a Thomas Pynchon novel, which is... It's actually a weird movie. I watched it and enjoyed it. And a little Full Frontal on her, so...
And you enjoyed this?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Is she like a Lizzie Kaplan, do you think? Or...
That's a good question. I don't know. She plays kind of a hippie chick in the Inherent Vice movie, so...
Okay.
And she's mostly in a bathing suit, but there's a one time where she's not, so...
Peek-a-boo, yeah.
So, anyway, that's your Mr. Skin tip of the week.
Tip of the week.
Anyway, I didn't realize that. I watched the whole movie, and then afterwards, I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
Hey, no, wait a minute.
Hey. Now, I saw this other movie, you know.
So, would you give it, how many stars would you give this? Is it,
For the Fantastic Beasts?
Yes.
What's my scale?
4. Let's keep it at 4.
I'd give it 3.5 stars.
Wow, really?
Not 4 stars. Definitely a 3, maybe a 3.25 stars. We'll be like Ed McMahon on Star Search. 3.25 stars! Oh, hi-yo!
Hi-yo! So it's worth a watch.
Oh, yeah, it's worth a watch. I would just wait for the video, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But everybody wanted to go see it, so that's fine.
Sweet.
I don't go to a lot of movies, so.
Well, especially full price movies. Usually we collect
the dollar. Well, actually, we didn't pay full price, so.
Oh.
We went to the inexpensive theater.
Matinee.
Yeah, I guess it was. I don't know. It was like $4.
Oh, wow. That's nothing.
Yeah, so. But it was good. Enjoyed it. But that gets me to the kind of weird part of the story.
Was it kind of full, or was
you
like?
Oh no, it was
people in there.
Very few, because when we went, like at lunchtime, like the first showing of the movie, and so there was not very many people there at all. So that was nice.
Right.
Yeah, that was purposeful.
Yeah.
So, then on Saturday we had our regular Thanksgiving. And my son got some money from his grandparents, and he wanted to go get something after they left. He's like, hey, can we go? He wanted to get some game or something. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll take you. You know, everybody's going to leave, and then give me a few minutes, and then we'll take off and go, you know, go look for this, hunt down this game for you.
Right.
So we have a couple of places we like to go. Game stores, and we go to one, and they recognized us and said hi. You know, we've been in there a couple times.
Oh, wait, you are the guys that show up for free comic book day, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I was at the comic book store recently, too, but...
that guy, yeah.
No, they said hi, and so then...
Norm!
So my son was a little bit taken aback because typically, you know, it doesn't happen to him. And so I was talking to him about, you know, and you can corroborate this, that I get recognized a lot.
You do. You do. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You're right.
The joke when I was younger was I always said I'm famous because I get literally... There was a time when I would go places and somebody would invariably say hi to me and recognize me. And you witnessed this a lot because in college it happened constantly and you were like, who is that? I'm like, I have no idea.
I know. It was even like women too, which is weird. Like, wow.
So, you know.
The trick. Oh.
And so I'm telling him, I'm explaining to him how this, over time, you know, I've used you as an example because you get so incredulous whenever this happens in the past.
Right.
That you would be like, you know, what the, you know? and be all upset. And I'm like, I don't know. And you're like, you don't know who that was. That person that just said hi to you and you said hi back in a manner that seemed to be that you knew each other. You have no idea.
Why do I sound like some jealous little bitch?
Well, that's because that's what you are, apparently.
I don't know. Oh, who's that, Bob Lament? Hmm? What the hell, man? I don't think our friendship was that strong. It was all like, hey, well, what's that, man?
Well, so anyway, I'm explaining this to him, and I'm like,
anywho.
I said, you know, he and I have a certain resemblance, a fairly strong resemblance.
Yeah.
That obviously, even on a Montel show, I could not get away with, you know, saying I wasn't his father.
Yeah.
And I said, this is probably going to happen to you as you get older. I said, it really peaked, you know, like in high school and through college. And then it's kind of waned since I've been in my, you know, when I got into my late 30s.
Right.
But I still get recognized. It's just not quite the same as it was when I was younger. And and I don't know why that is. I have no idea. But I guess I have a fairly distinct look is what I'm assuming it is. And so I go through this whole thing explaining to him about this, you know, this may happen. Don't, you know, don't let it freak you out, because it freaked me out whenever I was younger, but I just got used to it, and I just, yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey, you know, Bob, how you doing, buddy?
I don't even think about it. I just say hi and then move on, you know.
Hey, and, Bob, you want to buy some weed?
Yeah, or whatever.
Whatever. You know, hey.
So then we get the game and whatnot, and we had this whole conversation, and then we're like, okay, you know, I don't like turkey. I'm not really a Thanksgiving person, you know.
You don't like fowl.
Yeah, I don't like fowl. So I said, hey, we'll get a pizza on the way home, because everybody else is going to eat the leftover turkey that we don't want. And so I said, we'll stop off and get a pizza. So we stop, we go to our neighborhood Pizza Hut and get some pizza deal there. And we walk in, and I'm like, and this guy goes, hey, you guys look like you come from Harry Potter. I'm like,
what?
He goes, what? You two look like you were in the Harry Potter movie.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, that's very interesting.
Is your birthday exactly July 5th? Get away, witch!
Yeah, so, not that we got recognized, but this has to do with that kind of distinctive look, I guess.
Yeah.
And so this guy was like, yeah, you look like you could be in the Harry Potter movie.
Huh.
I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't even get into it with him. I just kind of laughed and everything. So here I'm like envisioning, as I'm getting my pizza, I'm like, do we look kind of like Draco Malfoy and his father or something? Or what are they getting at here? You know what I mean?
I'd say you're more the size of Dumbledore, I think.
Yeah,
not Dumbledore. Hagrid.
Maybe Hagrid, yeah. Maybe Hagrid.
Yeah. Was that Robbie Coltrane?
Yeah, Robbie Coltrane, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that ties in with me seeing the movie and everything, but it was just an odd experience. The deal was, here, you have to understand, I told you we have kind of a weird, distinct look.
Yeah.
And I also dress a certain way that is not typical of most people, I would say, because of just the way that I am. So I have, because it's gotten colder now, I always like to wear a long coat.
Oh, not your trench coat again.
Yes.
Tell me.
I have a black.
I still.
I have a black trench coat that I wear everywhere in the wintertime. And I have a scarf because my neck gets cold. So I have a scarf and a trench coat that I wear around.
And ah, Brigadier.
Come on.
Brigadier's birthday.
And then my son, he has like a 3/4 length, like, military-looking coat that he's got for some reason. And yeah. We both, you know, have crazy hair and glasses, and it's like, I guess we came walking in, you know, we look kind of similar, and so it was just kind of a weird...
I think I'd say more like Pineapple Express than Harry Potter.
But... Well, apparently to this guy, we look more like Harry Potter than... my bubby! We gotta go help my bubby! So, yeah.
Harry Potter!
That was a weird experience.
Job of the hunt.
He did not elaborate on which Potter characters we look like, but...
I don't think you engaged him any further. I bet you're like, let's just get out of here.
No, I laughed it off and got my pizza and got out of there. Yeah, pretty much. I don't think I've ever heard that before. So.
Buck says this guy followed you all the way home.
No, he was. Yeah. He had to keep working, thank goodness.
Okay. Oh, he worked there, okay.
Yeah, he worked there. He was giving me
pizza. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was another customer. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, he was the guy working.
Yeah.
Well, it was pretty good pizza, I'll tell you that, so.
A little creepy, but...
Yeah, a little creepy. He was a nice guy. I'm like, So, I've never been recognized as a Harry Potter character, but...
Yeah.
I don't know which one I would match, but...
Maybe Spinal Tap or something. I don't know what.
I don't know what. It was just... But, yeah, I guess... I wrote it off to my son. I said, well, you know, usually when I walk somewhere, I walk with... determination. So that, you know, that's Harry Potter like.
I got determination.
Well, you know, we walk with purpose. So many people nowadays meander when they walk. They don't walk with any sort of purpose.
Yeah.
I walk with purpose. I know exactly where I'm going. I know what I want to do, and I leave.
Yeah.
I don't dilly dally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just kind of boom, zoop.
Boom.
Let's get this done. I'm ready to go.
On your way to play Quidditch.
That's right. We just got finished with a big Quidditch match.
Quidditch. Some stuff.
Well, you know, probably didn't help that I was probably all dressed in black.
Yeah.
That probably didn't help.
Trench coat mafia.
And I think my son was dressed in black as well.
Oh, God. Maybe. What the hell?
I like black. I can't help it.
You look like a couple of periods.
I do. I like to wear black.
I don't remember you being wearing black. I don't.
No, I didn't used to wear black. I started to wear black over the last few years.
You were the jeans and kind of the long shirt and long sleeves kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, now I pretty much wear black.
You always look like you wore like a size, like one or two sizes bigger than what you should have or something.
I still do that. It's very David Byrne-ish, I think.
Yeah.
You were inspired. Are you a Harry Potter character?
I don't know. Did you purposely do that to wear big clothes? Or
yes,
what did
I
you...
do. I wear big clothes on purpose.
Now that I think about it, I'm like, what the
why
hell?
Why would I not wear, who would, why would I wear big clothes if it wasn't on purpose?
I never really questioned it. But now that you think, you put that to me, now I have to say, yeah, you can do that.
I mean, when I was a kid, I did because my brother's larger than I was, and I had a lot of hand-me-downs.
Right, okay, that makes
sense. Since I got older, I mean, I pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
The clothes are for me, and not for anybody else, and so, yes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was weird. Just saying, a lot of weird stuff happening.
Eat my pizza.
I ate my pizza, it was very good.
My snot-flavored pizza.
Yeah. What was what?
Snot-flavored pizza.
My snot, that's right, it was a crunchy frog. No, it was a Spring Boat Surprise. So, what's going on with you? I'm apparently developing a character for the Potterverse.
I guess. Wow.
So, we'll see how that goes.
Hagrid. Hagrid. So,
You actually entered the Potterverse of sorts. I guess it would be kind of the...
I did.
I would call it more like the has-been-verse, but whatever.
They were just getting to a situation, you're not sure how it's going to go, and you get there and you say, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to be here.
No, I was going to say the first part is like when I go to your house, but I never end up on the thank you, Jesus side of things.
So, yeah, I went to the suburbs and went to a nice cosplay thing going on. And,
yeah, well, who did you cosplay as? You never did say who you were cosplaying as.
Some deranged Bear Stalker fan.
Okay, gotcha.
Which
you
is not really...
You could just say you're the coach. You could have put like a caterpillar under your nose and said, I'm the coach.
No one would believe I'm the coach, believe me. They'd be like, coach. True. Lay off the Dr. Pepper, man. Jesus.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, it was pretty cool.
You could be kind of be like Billy Carter to his Jimmy Carter.
Something like that, I suppose, yes.
Yeah, they're like the coach's, you know, slightly retarded brother.
Yeah, that's me, yeah. His slightly retarded brother. This is very, PC show, by the way.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But we don't say that word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so brother? I walk in. Okay. I walk in immediately. There's like a circus act going on, if you will.
Like juggling?
There's like acrobats.
Oh, acrobats.
What? There's three acrobats.
Cool.
And they're like cosplay acrobats. It's Acrobat Infinity. It's called the Nerd Circus, I guess.
Okay.
And they're, like, in costume, and for the most part, they're in pretty much form-fitting, tight superhero costumes, I suppose.
Okay, so, like, right off the bat, you're like, I got my money's worth.
Yes, I go, this was worth every penny right here, stop. Stop right here. If they kick me out after this, I would be satisfied, yes. Anyway, yes.
Right.
And I'm like, there you think I
can count the camel toes right here.
Oh, yeah. They go, you know, as long as you kind of tag us, put our hashtag out there, then you can take all the pictures you want. I'm like,
oh,
that was a mistake. That was a mistake, lady. Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you pose with any of these people?
I did, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I felt ribs, man. We got in there. I like to put my arms around people and pose,
yeah,
as you.
Well, you know.
I put my arms around them. I was feeling ribs. Like,
as long as they're on the side of you, I think you can get your arm around them. But if they get in front of you, it gets a little more difficult.
Yeah. No, that's all right. That's all right. Very. I could just stop the story right there, tell you the truth.
There you go.
But,
so you accosted some acrobatic
There was
cosplayers.
Some, I guess, as you said, has been.
Well, I was just joking. I said you accosted some acrobatic cosplayers.
Yes, well, I got away because all these pervs were showing up with cameras. And I go, look at all these pervs taking pictures, so I got out of there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So after you got your pictures, but okay.
Yeah, I felt very uncomfortable with all these, you know, middle-aged guys taking pictures. I thought, oh, how disgusting. Ugh.
Yeah.
Fred Williamson was there.
That's who I couldn't remember his name. Fred Williamson.
And he was in Dust Till Dawn.
He was in your picture, and he doesn't look any older.
You know what? Yeah, it got very awkward talking to him. Me and celebrities, that does not, you know, it doesn't go well,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
It does. And so he had all these 8x10s, and I had, he played football, and I actually had him sign something for my semi-racist friend Dominic. I go, would you sign this?
Yeah.
You know, my semi-racist friend Dominic.
And, did you actually have him say?
No. Oh, no, okay. I didn't say that. But I noticed he had a picture of himself with the original movie cast of MASH.
Oh, yeah. Was he?
I didn't.
Was he Spearchucker Jones?
Yes, he brought that name up, but I felt super uncomfortable. I felt super uncomfortable because I did not know that was the character's name. I'm like, wow.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, that was the character's name. He was in the first few seasons of the TV show, too.
He said he didn't want to do TV.
No, no, I mean that character was, not him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But very awkward, yeah, because, you know, my kids are all, you know, PC. Like, Dad, you can't say that.
Right,
you know.
Yeah. Well, it is on PC, but that is the name of the character.
I go, well, you know what, sir? I go, I would not call that to you. I go, I don't care. Let him say it. That's my name. I'm like, all right, man. You know, don't get, you know, angry, man. So I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to get a snap with you, okay? And he's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And I was gonna get Flat Manny, and I misplaced him. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm, you know, fumbling. I can't find him, right?
He's probably all sticky, and he was stuck to your pocket or something.
That was pretty much it. But, so I go, well, me and you will do it. Okay, so he's coaching me how to do it, you know, and all this. Yeah. I go, I'm sorry I'm fumbling with this camera. I go, I'm half Polish, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, his response is, he goes, hey, that's your problem. I go, whoa, back that up. Whoa.
That's great.
I felt super uncomfortable. I was like, okay, it can't get any worse than this, right? So I'm like,
I'm half Polish. That's your problem.
That's your problem. Now, I'm not even being racist, that way he talks, okay? I'm just straight up, man. Straight up. That's not to be anything racist. I'm just saying straight up, that's the way Fred Williamson talks, man.
Okay.
And so, like, there's a, so I get done, and I'm kind of, I'm sorry, this is kind of a long story, but
I'm
kind of meandering around. I'm waiting to meet one of the Bears, and he was going to be there later.
Yeah,
and,
I knew you were there for the football guys.
Yeah, and they had, like, all these really depressed-looking old, like, wrestlers sitting there. You know, I mean, super depressed-looking people. Like, oh,
oh
my
really?
God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, their best days are gone, man. You know, just, like, they're just sitting there waiting for death, you know? Like, oh, geez.
That's terrible.
So I walk past this guy, and I go, you were one of the Power Rangers, huh? He goes, yeah.
Oh, which one was he?
This gentleman seemed to have a Spanish name.
Oh, I don't know who that was. Was he the Green Ranger?
Huh?
Was he the Green Ranger?
I think he was the Red one.
Red Ranger?
I think he was a Spanish gentleman. I don't remember his name.
Well, nice of you not to remember.
Well, it's okay, because that went awkwardly, too. That
even worked. Well, you didn't buy his autograph, did you?
No, I go, you know, I'm sorry I'm not in your demographic. You know, these came out after I was growing up, and I really don't know the Power Rangers. And he was, like, wanting me just to leave. Like, no one was at his booth anyway. He was like, yeah, okay, it's okay. Go. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, hey, fat guy, out. Yeah. Out, you're blocking the
You're
view.
Killing my vibe, but, man. You're harshing my buzz.
You're crushing my booth. But there was an Elvis impersonator there, David Ealer.
Okay.
And which was weird because he sounded just like, who did he sound like? Shit, I can't think of who. It did not sound like Elvis.
He sounded like Andy Kaufman being Elvis?
No, it wasn't. I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry, I can't remember what he sounded like. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But he was there. And then I ran into this lady, that lady I friended the other night here. You liked my comment on that, Victoria, what was her name? Victoria something. But anyway, yeah.
You're going to have to take notes, old man, when you go to these things.
Yeah, I know. Well, there was so much going on, but yeah, I got my picture, which, I don't know, I felt weird after I got the picture because I had my arm around her and this other guy, and I noticed my hand was somewhat close to, not on her breast, but close to it, I suppose.
Almost got the first base with Victor, whatever her name was.
Yeah, I know. So I feel bad. I'm sorry. So, yeah. So, that was just... It was all weird. Yeah.
What? Is that the one in the X-Men suit or whatever?
No, she was wearing the purple thing with the eye thing going on.
Oh, how interesting.
And I got to meet Deep Roy.
See, I didn't see a picture of Deep Roy.
I didn't get his picture. I was so starstruck with, oh my God, it's Yoda. And
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best one. That's the best one.
He's so little. And he's just so quiet. He was trying to. He gave me like a 2-for-1 deal. I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
2-for-1. What's that?
He goes, I'll do 2 autographs for you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Huh.
So yeah, he's pretty cool. Pretty cool guy.
Now, Deep Roy was all the Oompa Loompas in the latest Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I did not see that, but yes, I saw his pictures there, and he's been in a lot of stuff, Star Trek and
well, he was he's Scotty's buddy in the new Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
I can't remember the character's name now, but he's funny.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything, but you know.
Oh yeah, no, he's a great guy.
Deep Roy, great guy.
And so the conclusion of the story is I'm there to meet a certain bear because I have some items I want autographed.
I think Deep Roy would have been like the high point, really.
Well, yeah, you would think, but no, yeah, I got to meet someone there I've already met before, but so.
I'm surprised Deep Roy was still there. I mean, he's kind of still doing, you know.
No, I was surprised too, but yeah, there he was. He seemed like a very nice guy. I didn't really get a chance to talk to him very much, but
I think he's in almost all of Tim Burton's movies now.
Is he?
Yeah, well, he was in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and I think he's been in other recent Tim Burton movies as well.
Ed Wood? Was he in Ed Wood?
No, I think only the newer ones. Only the newer ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Here, let me go ahead and continue on here. I'm gonna look something up here.
So the exciting conclusion of the whole story is coming up right now. So hold on to your seat. No.
Okay.
But I'm sorry. There's just a lot of stuff going on, and there's just too much stuff to remember. But so I'm there to see McMichael.
Oh, how many times have you seen that guy?
At least 4.
At least 4 or 5.
Maybe 5. Yeah.
He's practically gonna have to adopt you like some kind of Chinese baby or something.
I always disguise myself so he can't tell it's me. You know, I'm always like, oh, okay. Yeah. And so I brought my jacket and I had my flat football with me, which you love. And
yeah, he loves the flat football.
Yeah, he grabs it. He's signing. He goes, so I'm like, you know, don't laugh, don't judge. You know, he's like, hey, it's all right. I don't care, brother. You know, I'm like, all right, whatever. And he's like, yeah, you gotta tell Tom Brady that footballs just go flat after a while. You know what I mean? Knocking on Tom Brady and stuff. And so then he's doing my coat. I go, hey, can we get an autograph or a picture? And he's like, yeah, yeah, come on, kid, yeah. And he goes, hey, where'd you get this jacket? I go, I totally blanked out. I'm like, I made it. My grandma made it. I don't know. I couldn't think. I was like, he's like, oh, well, whatever, kid. Yeah. I'm like, well, why don't you try it on? No, man, I ain't going to wear that. Come on. I'm not going to wear nothing outside. Get out of here.
So did he sign your jacket?
So, yes, he signed it. We posed with it. He would not wear it.
I don't blame him. You get your BO on him. There.
Yeah, that's like he probably. Yeah, I'm sure. I was thinking about later. He's probably like, yeah, like I'm gonna do it. It's probably all full of piss and you know, snot. It
smells like cat pee and dog vomit.
Whatever else is on schmagma or whatever's on his coat, I don't know. So yeah, so that was it. Yeah, so good times.
You wouldn't wear it. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I know that. Afterwards, I thought about it. Like, yeah, I probably wouldn't either. I'd be like, no, no.
All right, on the Deep Roy thing, he was in Planet of the Apes, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Corpse Bride.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He was a voice on Corpse Bride.
Yeah.
He goes all the way back. He was in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a really, it's very short gentleman. Seemed very nice, like I said. I probably could have talked to him more because there's really no one there to see him. It was kind of...
Yeah.
I shouldn't put it that way. Just no one was stopping by that table at that time.
At that point in time, yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't
he was in The Dark Crystal and Flash Gordon back when he was young.
Oh, my Flash Gordon? Holy crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Flash!
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, my only regret is I did not get to see Son of Svengoolie.
Oh, you didn't get to see the Son of Svengoolie?
No, there's someone I used to watch as a young boy, and he was going to be there the next day, and I could not make it the next day.
Oh, he couldn't make it back. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, next he was year. In the movie Big Fish, which I thought Tim Burton directed that, too, but I could be wrong.
Didn't he? I thought he did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. Yep. Tim Burton. He was in Big Fish, so he's been in these later ones, you know, so.
Yeah.
Interesting guy. He was also in Eastbound and Down, if you remember that HBO show with the one dude.
No, I did not see that.
In all the new Star Trek movies, he plays Keenser. Right. Keenser. That was that's a huge star. Huge.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed by that more than in the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. The rest of them, yeah. I hear you, yeah.
Yeah. Deep Roy.
Yeah.
That's a bucket list one right there.
I know. My second favorite little man next to Billy Barty.
Oh, well, Billy Barty, of course. And Warwick Davis as well.
And the guy from Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage. Yeah.
Dinklage or whatever.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a good time was had by all.
Well, at least had by me.
Except, I was going to say, except for the poor people waiting for you to stop by and pay them for their autographs.